Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the prohibition of wailing over the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes, plucking out and shaving the hair, and supplicating for destruction. These were practices that were done in the time of Jahiliyat. When somebody had passed away, for example the husband, then the wife would do these sort of things, wail, scream, cry in a very unique manner that they would do it for the dead, slapping the face, tearing the clothes. These are all signs that we are mourning over the dead person, plucking out and shaving the hair and making dua for destruction. So this beautiful deen of ours is we are taught how to behave even at the time when someone passes away, that how we behave with sabr, how we behave with certain level of decorum, how we behave as far as accepting the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a Muslim is very careful of what he does. In fact, instead of making dua for destruction, a Muslim uses this opportunity to make dua for the deceased, to make dua for himself or for herself, but doesn't throw away this opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the person as far as sabr is concerned. And the sabr is something that is very, very great. When a person has got sabr in his life, then what will happen is you'll find that in every stage of life, a person will be able to cross that bridge easily. Why? Because that person has got sabr, has got patience in his or her life. It doesn't mean that a person can't tear, he's not allowed to cry. Shariat allows for this. These are emotions that are natural. So a person is allowed to cry, allowed to tear. But what is prohibited is when a person now starts screaming, like we'll see in today's hadith. In the time of Jahiliyyah, they would do this in a very unique way, in a special way, that the way they would scream and wail at the time when somebody would pass away. So today's hadith, an Abi Burda, قال وجع أبو موسى رضي الله عنهم فهشي عليه ورأسه في حجر امرأة من أهلي فأقبلت تصيح برنة فلم يستطيع أن يرد عليها شيئا فلما أفاق قال أنا بريء ممن برئ منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بريء من الصالقة والحالقة والشاقة متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Burda radiallahu anhu narrates that Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu fell ill and lost consciousness. Now this hadith, who's reporting? The son is reporting about the father. This is honesty of Sahaba, that they'll explain it exactly as it happened. So today we can enjoy the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words and the teachings, the talimat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it happened. So Abu Burda radiallahu anhu is the son. He is narrating that his father, Hazrat Abu Musa, fell ill and lost consciousness. His head was in the lap of one of the women of his family. This was his wife, one of his wives from his family. She began screaming out in sorrow, but he was unable to say anything to her. Now he was in the state of consciousness, unconsciousness. So he was unconscious at this time. He was very, very weak. He was there lying in her lap, and she was screaming, that scream that they would give out of sorrow. She was giving a loud scream or crying, but he was unable to stop her at that moment because of his condition, his health condition. When he regained consciousness, he said these words, that أَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّنْ بَرِيءَ مِنْهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الصَّالِقَةِ وَالْحَالِقَةِ وَالشَّاقَةِ. This is what you call Sahaba. That he was in that condition, he could not stop her from doing the wrong. Wrong was being done in front of him. It's not such that now we tolerate all the wrong and we're happy with the wrong. We don't say anything. His health didn't allow him. He was unconscious at that time, but he could hear what was happening. That sound was still reaching him. The moment he regained consciousness and he was able to say these words, he said, I declare myself free of those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared himself free from. In other words, I'm very clear about my condition. What you've done by screaming and wailing, that's not something that we do. So therefore, he made the statement very, very clear. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq. When wrong is done, we are able to stop it and make things clear. We clarify it. It's nothing to be shy about. Here the son is narrating that his father had fell ill, and this is what had happened. And when he regained consciousness, immediately he used very, very clear words. that I declare myself free from that person, or I declare myself free from those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has declared himself free. Now if you think about it logically, as before we go continue the translation of the hadith, if you think of it logically, this was a sign of love that she had for him, that she was screaming and she was wailing. It was actually a sign of love. But what did he do? He made it very clear that I am free from you. That you've done such an action that went contrary to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he teaches us is that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is before anyone else, even before our wives, before our children, before ourselves. So it was very clear. So then he went on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared himself free from the woman who wails, shaves off her hair, shaves off her head, or tears her clothing. So this was teaching directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made it very clear with his family. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq also, that we also be clear in matters of deen. It shouldn't be such that the family is the one that is taking us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The family wants to go to the wrong places, for example, and we just give in to them. Or they want to go to places where there's fitna, or they want to go to some movie, or watch some television documentary, or something like that they want to do. So we all just say, okay, let's just give in. The family is asking, the children are asking. Here we see that even in this condition, he made it very, very clear with his family. Right is right, wrong is wrong. That what you've done is wrong. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared himself free from those people. In other words, I got nothing to do with you. These are not mild statements. It's a very serious, strong statement a person making, that I have nothing to do with you. I'm free from you. So even in that condition, he made it very clear. Allah ta'ala give us also that tawfiq of making amal, being very clear as far as right and wrong is concerned. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.